Its current state on 90.5 WKAR. Every year, the City of Lansing awards funds to support creative placemaking projects through the Sense of Place in the Arts program. The program's administered by LEAP and the Arts Council of Greater Lansing. The 2015-16 recipients have been announced, and joining us in the studio to tell us more about the winners is the president of the Arts Council of Greater Lansing, Debbie Mikula. Debbie, welcome back.
Thank you, Mark.
Also on the phone, we got Eric Larson, executive director of the Impression 5 Science Center. Eric, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Debbie, the City of Lansing awards these grants every year. Give us an example or two of the kinds of projects that these have funded in the past.
Yeah, we have, there's about $120,000 that are allocated through the City of Lansing and then through the Lansing Economic Development Corporation, and LEAP are administering these dollars. And the Arts Council actually does the technical assistance, the funding plan. We go through the review process. So about this year, about $45,000 went to the arts grants. And some of those grants, one of them went to Reach Studio Art Center, and they're creating what they are calling a sense fence around their new location down in Rio Town. And it's going to be a 70-foot interactive kind of sculpture fence that creates probably a border between the neighborhood and the new outdoor area of the Reach Arts Center.
But is there something that our listeners would know and recognize on the landscape here in Lansing that you can point to and say, yeah, that's the result of one of these grants?
I'm trying to think of last year's grants. We did some temporary placemaking projects. The Lansing Symphony Orchestra worked with the Capital City Film Festival, and they actually created through their silent film. They did the music behind the film over at the Lansing Center. They sold out. It was over 1,000 people came to see that during that time frame. So what placemaking is really bringing people together to help create a kind of a vibrant and dynamic place. So each of the arts organizations does something different. Some of them can be temporary projects, and some of them can be permanent projects. So we did a little bit of a switch over this year, we wanted to make sure that there were more permanent projects that were out there. The City of East Lansing did the bike racks, so they did 6 bike racks last year, they had six or seven different teams of artists that created their bike racks, and then they placed them throughout the city. So permanent or temporary, and those kinds of things are what we're really focused in on.
Eric Larson, let's work you into this. Tell us about the winning proposal for the Arts Impact Project.
Well, we had an amazing opportunity to, again, work together as a cultural district here at the end of Museum Drive for well over 30 years. Impression 5, the Riverwalk Theater, and what used to be the Museum of Surveying, and then, of course, directly to the south of us, the R.E. Olds Transportation Museum, have all worked together in this small piece of property down here to try and bring as much attention to cultural tourism as possible. And we were presented this amazing opportunity to present a collaborative effort to create a permanent and high-value artistic installation at the top of Museum Drive that would really kind of identify the district for visitors, whether they be traveling from around the state or from right down the street. And so what we're going to be working here over the next number of months together, in a big thank you to the Arts Council for leading this process, and then, of course, the City of Lansing and LEAP for funding it. But Debbie is putting together a steering committee here that's helping us, all three of the partners, really create a brand for the cultural district of downtown Lansing. There's been so much development here in the core. And all of the nonprofits down here in the end of Museum Drive are seeing a nice uptick from that development. So it's now time for us to kind of raise the bar and make some improvements in wayfinding and also creative placemaking. And this project will be one of those big gateway investments to make sure people know exactly where they're headed when they're coming to the district.
We're speaking with Eric Larson, Executive Director of the Impression 5 Science Center, and Debbie Mikula, Executive Director of the Arts Council of Greater Lansing, about the recipients of the 2015-16 Sense of Place in the Arts grants. Debbie, talk to us about what you visualize or what ideas are you hearing in terms of what people will see as they drive down Michigan Avenue and they look south and they and you know you're trying to draw attention to the to this museum district.
Yeah.
What do you think will look good there? What are you hearing?
Well, you know, we had our first steering committee meeting, and it was kind of interesting because we're calling it a gateway, and the gateway on Michigan Avenue, which is we have to go through some processes with MDOT and things like that because they own that right of way. But we started talking about, could we do something over top of the north and the south driveways going down into that? I call it a valley because you can't really see some of those buildings.
Well, it is a valley.
Yes, it is a valley. But it's also a trailhead for the river trail. So there's so many things that are down in that in that area that are culturally or natural resource kinds of things. And I think what we want to do is to draw attention to it. Right now, you see the backs of some of those buildings, and I think what Eric is doing and what Riverwalk is doing with trying to bring focus off of Michigan Avenue, so people that are over at the Lansing Center or driving down that gateway into our lovely, you know, downtown, can actually recognize that there are some cultural amenities and cultural assets that they just don't recognize are down there.
We'll point out that there are a number of other recipients of grants, the Lansing Art Gallery, the Lansing Symphony, MICA, the Michigan Institute for Contemporary Art in Old Town, the Old Town Commercial Association, the Reach Studio Art Center, and Rio Town Commercial Association. Back to the placemaking that at Museum Drive, though. Eric, tell us about the next few steps. How are the coming months going to unfold? Where is this discussion going?
Well, I think it's going to be a really high-level discussion. I think that the interesting piece in this is that this is such a significant investment by the Arts Council and the city and LEAP. I mean, what they've really done here is said, you know what, we want to go big. We want to make a big investment, things that people will recognize as creative place-making investments. And so we want to make sure that we do this right. We want to make sure that we take into account all the factors. It could be relatively easy for us to say, you know what, let's just take this budget and put a sculpture at the top of Museum Drive and call it good. But that wouldn't allow us to meet the objective that we want to meet. And that's so the first step here is to really take a minute and actually create a brand for the district. And then when we get our heads wrapped around that, and we're working with a local professional to help us do that, then we start to create some parameters of the project. It can be this big. It can be located here. And to Debbie's mention of MDOT and other folks that we have to make sure this is vetted through. And then we'll work with local artists to design what this would look like. And then we have to have it installed by October 6th, right, Debbie?
October 6th.
Creative Placemaking
exactly.
Summit.
How can the public weigh in on this? I mean, how might they connect with someone on the steering committee, for example, or with you, Debbie?
Well, I think that what we'd love to have is input from the public. We're not quite there yet because we're going through this branding process. What is the cultural district? What does it entail? What is it? What could things be added into that area, or could we start to expand kind of our thought processes for what the cultural district is? So right now, until we kind of get more of the creative artistic piece into play, that's what we'll probably, I think we could be looking at. But they can call the Arts Council, they can talk to LEAP, they can talk to any of the cultural organizations that are in that area, and give them some input about what they'd like to see as well. It's got to be highly visible. It has to be, obviously, it's located in the city of Lansing because these are city of Lansing dollars that are going to support this project. And it has to have the highest artistic quality and creative quality that we can possibly get. So those are all of the things that, why is the Arts Council involved in economic development? Because that's where these dollars are headed. It helps to support the economic development goals of the city.
Executive Director of the Arts Council of Greater Lansing, Debbie McCullough. We've also been talking with Eric Larson, Executive Director of the Impression 5 Science Center, about the recipients of the 2015 Sense of Place in the Arts grants, particularly what might be going into Museum Drive along Michigan Avenue. Debbie, Eric, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.